Jack Smith surrenders, special counsel will not seek expedited hearings in Donald Trump case. By Bradley J. on August 23, 2024. Special counsel Jack Smith reversed course in his quest to seek expedited hearings in his Washington, D.C., case against former President Donald Trump. Smith sought the hearings to determine which actions that Trump allegedly took he could charge in his election interference case against the president. The Supreme Court's July 1 decision that presidents enjoy partial immunity for actions taken in office in an official capacity spurred Smith to alter his approach. Before Smith relented in his latest push to expedite the increasingly shaky case, Judge Tanya Chutkan had planned to hold hearings in the fall to determine which of Trump's acts were official acts subject to prosecution. That determination will now occur after the election, if it occurs at all. Trump campaign spokesman Stephen Cheung issued a statement to Breitbart News, reading, "The comrade Kamala Harris' crooked Joe Biden witch hunts against President Trump have imploded just like their failed campaign and should all be dismissed in light of the Supreme Court's historic decision on immunity and other vital jurisprudence. It is now abundantly clear to everyone that dangerously liberal Democrats like Kamala Harris weaponized the justice system against their chief political opponent in order to interfere in the election. The lies of the liberal lawfare pursuit of President Trump have blown up spectacularly. President Trump's team will continue to fight and defeat the hoaxes at every turn. Only President Trump and J.D. Vance can save our Constitution and make America great again." Chutkan is likely to announce the path forward in a September 5 hearing. Smith's case against Trump in Chutkan's court continues to hit roadblocks. His appointment itself was ruled unconstitutional in a Florida court. If Trump wins the presidency, Smith's case, and his appointment, are all but certain to come to an end. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter @BradleyJ.